world is too wicked for me. If the God dams and Burgundians do not make an end of me, the French will. Only for my voices should I lose all heart. Hark, do you hear? Dear child of God, just what you said. At the half hour they'll say, be brave, go on. At three quarters they will say, I am thy help. And at that hour, when the great bell goes after, God will save France. It is then, oh then, that St. Margaret and St. Catherine, and even sometimes the blessed Michael, will say things I cannot tell beforehand. Then why do all these knights and courtiers and churchmen hate me? What have I done to them? I have asked nothing for myself, but my village not be taxed, for we cannot afford more taxes. I have brought them luck and victory, and set them right when they're doing all sorts of foolish things. I have crowned Charles and made him a real king. And all the honors he is handing out have gone to them. Then, why do they not love me? What do I need to tell you that the blacksmith can tell you? That you must strike while the iron is hot. We must make a dash at Copine and relieve it as we relieved Orleans. I have to find reasons for you because you do not believe my voices, but trust me, the voices come first and I find reasons after. If ifs and ands were pots and pans, there'd be no need for tinkers. I tell you, bastard, your art of war is no use because your knights are no good and we are fighting. War is just a game to them, like tennis and all their other games. They heap armor upon themselves and their poor horses to keep the arrows out. And when they have been poked from their saddle, they have to wait for a squire to lift and arrange about a ransom. When common folk go into battle as I do, they cannot afford armor and cannot afford ransoms. They cannot deal with ransoms as half your knights live by doing. When up and they go into battle, it is their life or thine, and God defend the light. Do you remember the day your knights and captains refused to follow me to attack the English at Orleans? You locked the gate to keep me in, and it was the townsfolk and common people who forced the gate. We went through the moat and over the wall. In my foolishness, I thought those who now cast me out would be like strong towers to keep harm from me. But I am wiser now, and no one is any the worse for being wiser. You call me alone. Yes, I am alone on earth. My father told my brothers to drown me if I would not stay to mind the flock. France could perish if only our lands were safe. France is alone, and God is alone. And what is my loneliness with the loneliness of my country and God? His love will not fail me, nor his friendship, nor his strength. You will be glad to see me burnt, but if I go through the fire, I shall go through it as a phoenix, and so God defend me. promised me my life. You think that being alive is nothing but not being stone dead. It is not the bread and water I fear. Water has no affliction and bread no sorrow for me. It is no hardship to drink water to be clean. When have I asked for more but to shut me from the light of the sky, the sight of the fields and flowers, the sound of the wind in the trees, to take me from everything that reminds me of the love of God? When your actions tempt me to hate him? All this is worse than the furnace in the Bible that was heated 7 times. I could do without my war horse. I could drag about in a skirt. I could watch the knights and soldiers pass me as they leave the other women. But to chain my feet, and so never again I can walk the fields, nor hear the larks in the trees, to chain my hands and keep me from the sound of the lambs crying over the healthy frost. To take me from all that brings back the love of God to me. When you tempt me to hate him, I know your counsel is of the devil, and mine is of God.